This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.
Alto de las Flores, Envigado. El amanecer en esta zona está lleno de los cantos de los pájaros, del sonido de la quebrada. Llena todos nuestros recuerdos de infancia. Es el telón de fondo, porque los que vivimos aquí, de cierta forma conectamos con este tipo de sonidos. Ya sea porque venimos de zonas similares, y los que nacieron aquí, todos sus recuerdos conectan con estos sonidos como telón de fondo en sus recuerdos.
Those are only terms to designate a certain dasha, a certain tendency. For instance, the tendency to be more influenced by environmental influences or more influenced by the subjective factor. That's all. Yeah. And you see, there are people who are fairly well balanced and are just as much influenced from within as they are from without. Yeah, just as little.
Yes, yes.
And so with all the finer classifications, you know. Yeah. They are only sort of point de repère, points for orientation. My whole scheme of typology is merely a sort of orientation. Namely, there is such a factor as introversion, there is such a factor as extroversion. The classification of individuals means nothing, nothing at all. It is only the instrumentarium for the practical psychologist to explain, for instance, a husband to a wife or whatever. For instance, it is very often the case, one could almost say, it is almost the rule, but I don't want to make too many rules, you know, in order not to be schematic.
Yeah.
That an introvert marries an extrovert for compensation, or another type marries the counter type to complement himself, for instance.
Well, we first know of your concepts of thinking, feeling, sensation, and intuition.
Well, there is quite a simple explanation of these terms, and it shows at the same time how I arrived at such a the typology. Namely, sensation tells you that there is some. Thinking, roughly speaking, tells you what it is. Feeling tells you whether it is agreeable or not, to be accepted or not accepted or rejected.
Yes.
And intuition out there is a difficulty.
Yes.
You don't know ordinarily how intuition works. So when a man has a hunch, you can't tell exactly who he got at that hunch or where that hunch comes from. It is something funny about intuition. I will tell you a little story. I had two patients. The man was a sensation type, and the woman was an intuitive type. Of course, they felt attraction. And so they took a little boat and went out to the Lake of Zurich. And there were those birds that dive after fish, you know.
Yeah.
And then after a certain time they come up again, and you can't tell where they come up. And so they began to bit. Who the first was the first to see the bird. Now, you would think that the one who observes reality very carefully, the sensation type, would of course win out.
Yeah.
Not at all. The woman won the bet completely.
Yeah.
She was beating him on all points.
Yeah.
Because by intuition she knew it before.
I see.
Now, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, you can really find out how it works by finding the intermediate links. It is a perception by intermediate links, and you only get the result of that whole chain of associations.
Yes.
Sometimes you succeed in finding out, but more often you don't. So my definition is, intuition is a perception by ways or means of the unconscious. That is as near as I can get. It is a very important function, because when you live under primitive conditions, a lot of unpredictable things are likely to happen. And there you need your intuition, because you cannot possibly tell by your perceptions, by your sense perceptions, what is going to happen.
Thank you. Well, I think about now 30 years approximately. I have figured out that I have interpreted approximately something like 65,000 dreams. That's a minimum. That is the most mysterious thing of all. Who makes the dreams? There is still a naive prejudice among many people that dreams are express our own wishes or our own schemes or plots. But the longer one looks at them, the more one sees that cannot be true. Too many dreams represent what we hate hearing. The basis from which dreams originate seem to be rather, let's call it with a vague expression, nature. Nature itself, it's a natural phenomenon. We take dream like being like a tree or a wild pig or something. We cannot say, what makes a wild pig? Well, if we believe in God, then we'll say, God makes the wild pigs. But about that, it is that unknown power or mysterious force which makes all existence. The best, perhaps, is to call it, with a vague expression, the Godhead or nature, which in such a vague sense that we don't pin it down to anything special, because we just don't know. The only thing by observing dreams for a long time is that we see it has a superior intelligence in it. Perhaps you have seen that in some of the dreams, the wisdom and the intelligence and the guiding cleverness with which dreams lead us. They show us where we are wrong, they show us where we are unadapted, they warn us from danger, they predict some future events in our life, they hint at the deeper meaning of our life. They convey to us illuminating insights. The dreams cannot prevent us from the vicissitudes and illness and sad events of human existence, but they seem to be able to give us a guiding line how to cope with them and how to find a meaning in our life and how to fulfill our own destiny. How to follow our own star, to realize our greater potential of life within us.
Thank you. This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.